Now that you've seen an overview of the archiver, let's look at the processes that create the process data archive. At 20 minutes after the hour, a process called Point Data Repack internally compresses the HDF files for point data. This process reduces the physical size of the HDF files for data types like METAR and the buffer types, and it should improve performance for the rest of the archiving functions. This process uses an HDF tool called H5 Repack to add LZF compression. The use of compressed data is transparent to the rest of AWIPS too. If you want to see if an HDF file is internally compressed or not, use the command h5dump-p file name at a terminal prompt. Compressed files show up with an LZF filter. At 40 minutes past, the DB archive process runs. This process creates the files in the archive staging area, known as SLAN archive. While copying files from SLAN AWIPS2 edX data HDF5, it compresses any HDF file that may still need it, though most files should have already been internally compressed either from Repack or by the plugin itself. DB archive also extracts every record from the metadata database that was inserted in the previous hour, which should correspond exactly with the hourly HDF files. These extracted database objects are stored in binary files known as bin files. The archive stage has a similar directory structure as does the regular HDF repository. For example, this particular hour's worth of ghost sounding files has one HDF file and two corresponding bin files that together happen to contain 10,501 individual soundings. Every 2 hours, the archive purger runs at 5 minutes past the hour. It cleans up both data store and SLAN archive according to archive retention configuration files that describe both areas. It's possible to create archive configurations for additional areas as well. To support archiving requirements for future simulation capabilities related to WFO hydrology applications, WDTB will develop configurations to include hydro files that are in AWIPS2 edX data share. Of course, the regular purge function is also important to the archiver. If the regular purge is too aggressive, particularly if based on versions rather than retention times, HDF files and the corresponding database extracts may not be available for copying to the rollover or staging area. Since the DB archive process runs hourly, this shouldn't be too much of a problem, but it could potentially be a problem if local data were adjusted to purge more frequently.